This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. One of the early signs this pandemic was going to turn into a crisis was, and yes, insert the appropriate caveats here, but it was the stock market, from record highs down to plummeting lows in just weeks. And while all that craziness was going on, we talked to Jordan Werfsbrock. She's studying information science at the University of Colorado Boulder, and we talked to her about a project she had done turning the gyrations of the Dow into something that we could hear. Since then, of course, with only the rare pullback, hello, today, traders have decided that this pandemic, yeah, whatever, but we really like the idea of economic data that you could hear. So we called her back to ask her about unemployment, those incredible first-time claims numbers we've been reporting on since March, and the related continuing claims for unemployment benefits. And here's what she sent us. All right, so that is what unemployment in this economy sounded like from February to the beginning of this month. But since most of us aren't really used to listening to data, we have gotten Jordan back on the phone to help sort it all out for us. Jordan, thanks for coming back on.
Thanks. Happy to be here.
Okay, so as we did last time, we're going to break this down because it was really interesting to me in our previous conversation how you had to teach me how to listen, and thus we taught everybody else together how to listen. So
that's right.
Talk to me first of all about the new first-time claims for unemployment. What are those sounds?
Yeah, so to break this down, the new claims are represented by a harp sound, so one note for each week of data. And as that data increases, as the claims increase, so will the pitch. So that harp sound is going to actually go up as the claims go up. And so it's going to go from actually a really low number. Back in February, there were only about 200,000 new claims in the week of February 1st. And it's going to peak at kind of an astonishing 6.9 million new claims in March.
Okay, so first of all, that was kind of amazing. Second of all, the continued claims, that is people who are still claiming those unemployment benefits. What are those sounds?
Right. So this is going to be a little bit trickier, but I think we got it. So it's going to be represented by a drum set. So for 1 million continued claims, you just hear a single drum. 17 million would be 17 drum sounds. And they're going to be kind of layered on top of each other. And there's one more little sonic wrinkle in there, which is that as you hear more drums, you're going to hear different drums too. So when the numbers are low, so between 0 and 5 million continued claims, it's going to be a rattle drum, drumsticks for 5 to 10 million, tom drum for 10 to 15 million, onto a snare drum for 15 to 20 million, a hi-hat cymbal above 20 million, and then we've got a crash cymbal at the peak, which is nearly 25 million continued claims.
Let's say, just for instance, we had 12 million claims. What would that sound like?
Yeah, so you would hear 12 drum sounds layered on top of each other, and you'd actually hear 5 rattle drums, 5 drumsticks, and then 2 tom drums. So you hear this cacophony of drums building as it gets bigger.
Which is not unlike the way the unemployment claims have been sounding. So let's listen now actually to continued claims during this pandemic-induced recession that we are in. So here we go. Let's listen to this. Okay, so let's roll them all together now, right? We've got the harp sound for the new claims, the layered drum set thing for continuing claims. If we put it all together, and people, everybody listening, you need to concentrate on this. Here's what 2020 has been like. Okay. So do me a favor, would you? And I'm going to guess you have this in your data set somewhere. What does 2009 sound like, just as a point of comparison?
Yeah, so 2009, we're actually going to hear from January through August. And it's going to sound really flat and like it's not changing that much compared to 2020. So I don't know. Another way to put that is what you just heard, 2020, it's like this steep, sudden rise. Whereas 2009, it's so long and so gradual and so drawn out that it's hard to even hear a peak when you listen to it.
All right. So we'll listen to that. Here we go. All right, so look, last thing, and then I'll let you go. And first of all, thank you for doing this for us, because it's a really interesting way to think about the data that we use on this program day in and day out. But I want to ask you, as an information sciences person, what did you learn? What was the challenge? How did you approach this?
Yeah, so it was actually a really tough data set to turn into sound. And it's because 2020 is so astonishing, right? Those unemployment numbers for 2020 were so huge that to make sounds that could capture both the current moment and something like the Great Recession in 2009, it was quite a challenge. And I think that made me reflect on just how kind of unprecedented this current moment really is.
Yeah, it is. Jordan Werfsbrock, she's a PhD student in information sciences at the University of Colorado Boulder. Jordan, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it.
Thank you.